Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, Keith Antone on the line with us this morning. And Keith, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Deneen.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Keith.
Yeah, thank you. Glad we were able to get you on here this morning. I'm sure that that you're loaded for bear and you want to talk about the president's dangerous rhetoric. That seems to be the Democrat talking point today.
Well, you know, I can't say that. That you're wrong, Mark. I mean, he does have a rhetoric that has been filled with hate, and especially against people of color and in the Hispanic community. He's kicked off his campaigns saying that they're sending over rapists and murderers from
Keith,
Mexico.
Keith, come on.
So he said a number of things about the NFL players, called them sons of bees. He's talked about the a number of different people. So nobody's off his radar. Let's just put it like that. So you're absolutely right.
We can debate every single one of those subjects independently, but I can't let you get away with this thing where he's labeled all immigrants as rapists, and that's not what he said. That's taking it completely out of context, and the fact that he's talking about the people that are breaking into our country illegally are MS-13 gang members and drug dealers and rapists and convicted criminals, and all we're trying to do is follow the law by collecting those people when we find them and sending them back where they came from. How is that hateful toward all immigrants?
I didn't say all immigrants. I just said, you know, Hispanics. That's what he said. He said they're sending over the rapists and murderers. They're sending over. No, I don't think Mexico was sending over rapists and murderers to this country. You and I both know that. So, I mean, you're right. We could debate each one of those, but this man's rhetoric has been mean and against people of color, against a lot of people. I mean, so anybody that steps in his way. Donald Trump seems to find a way to go ahead.
But Keith, I mean, here's the thing about it. Remember James Hodgkinson? Do you remember that name?
No.
James Hodgkinson is the Belleville man who went and tried to murder a bunch of Republican congressmen on a baseball field in Arlington, Virginia. He had a hit list in his pocket. He was a leftist 99%er Bernie Sanders supporter. Nobody blamed Bernie Sanders for what that guy did. The guy in Dayton, Ohio was an anarchist. He was a Elizabeth Warren supporter based on all of his writings. Nobody's trying to blame Elizabeth Warren for what he did. Why is it fair for you and others to blame President Trump because somebody lost their mind and committed a murder? Murderers are criminals.
Well, certainly I never said that President Trump is responsible, but I can say this. I can say that his rhetoric has certainly stoked the fire. I'm not saying he's responsible for it. In no way, shape, or form is he solely responsible for what these people do. But he's put together and certainly his policies and his rhetoric has certainly made it clear to white supremacists and people that hate other people because of their religion and or their politics or their race or gender. He's made them feel comfortable in doing that because there's clearly go ahead.
It's just not true. I mean, any more than something Bernie Sanders said because he clearly wants socialism in this country, or Elizabeth Warren, who hates this president. It's like saying that something they said triggered the shooter in Dayton or the guy that went to the ball field in Arlington. I don't blame Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders for either one of those. They didn't tell that individual to do that any more than the fact that if somebody who claims to be a white supremacist claims that he supports Trump means that Trump is a white supremacist. You can't draw that connection there. That's the danger I see in the rhetoric from the left on this issue.
Well, I'm not trying to, again, I'm not saying that this is Donald Trump, you know, relaying this at the feet of Donald Trump. But what I'm saying is that clearly since he's been, since he kicked off his campaign and been in office, Mark, you have to say this guy has said some of the, you know, he's supposed to be the chief healer, the commander-in-chief healer. He's supposed to be bringing the people together. You know, there's people that, you know, going to Dayton and El Paso today. There's people, including politicians, that don't even want to see him come there.
Well, they may not, so, but there were.
He's in a position. But he's in a position. I have to say this. He's damn if he does and damn if he doesn't.
He is.
That's why he has to go.
Because there were more of these mass shootings under Barack Obama than there had been under Donald Trump. And nobody blamed Barack Obama for them.
No. Well, Barack Obama certainly wasn't in the White House and saying some of the mean, hurtful things and stoking the fire. And using words like invasion. Barack Obama never did any of that while he was in the White House. So clearly, I mean, yeah, I think it was 32
shootings. But he had more shootings and more murders, mass murders, when he was in office. So I think that destroys your argument that there's a connection between the two, even if what you're saying about President Trump is true.
Mark, he was there for 8 years. So if Trump serves 8 years, we'll see how many of these we have in 8 years. You can't compare apples
Heath,
and oranges.
Come
he was
on.
He was there for 8 years, and you had 32 of them. I mean, you're right, but Trump has only been in office for 2 years.
So we can't compare. Wait for it.
No, I don't have a problem, because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
I have to go back to that. I'm sorry, Keith, every time. All right, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.